Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to welcome to the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. We are a circle of friends. Hallelujah. We're here in the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bunnage, a wonderful woman of God with an excellent spirit. And this is our hour of power of prayer on this Thursday morning, the 27th day of April. Hallelujah. This is our hour of power prayer. And this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Why don't you rise, shine, and give God the glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory with soldiers of the cross. Oh, we are climbing, take a ladder, we are climbing. Take a ladder, ladder, we are climbing. Take a ladder with soldiers of the cross. Oh, do you think I'll make a soldier? Do you think I'll make a soldier? Soldier, do you think I'll make a soldier? A soldier of the cross. Why don't you rise, shine, and give God the glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory with soldiers of the cross. Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. Oh, I'm so glad they prayed, took the time to pray. Somebody prayed for me. Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. Oh, I'm so glad they prayed, took the time to pray. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Well, I could feel God stretching out in me. I could feel God stretching out in me. I could feel God stretching out on me. I could feel him in my hands. I could feel him in my feet. I could feel him all over me. Hallelujah. Amen. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Welcome, everybody. I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving this morning. Thank you, God, for everyone that's in queue. Thank you, God, for the vision here. We have a special guest, hallelujah, and a relative, Sister Davidson, her husband, is on the line there in New York. This is the family that we have prayed for, the one who mother has gone on a few months and entered into the rest of the Lord, and her brother that we were praying for that had the accident and went on to be with the Lord. I called her this morning. I said, you want to listen in? We're going to have our power of prayer. She was more than willing. And she said, I said, you can say something and thank the people. But she said she's going to listen. Her husband's listening as well. Hallelujah. So we thank God for this Thursday morning. Hallelujah to God. This is our hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah to God. wanted to encourage you, hallelujah, Abel Shitanakaya Saya, to pray, hallelujah to God, because we're in a, this is a very tedious time, hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. With all the thing that's going on, we're going to pray. Just want to say on the top of the hour here that here in Florida, I believe it was a young man. He was looked like he was in junior high school or high school. I'm not sure. But he went, he said he got hungry, bought a cookie that was laced with narcotics and stuff. Sort of messed his life up, and it started shaking. He was nervous, and he's having seizures and stuff. And just want to caution everyone at the top of this hour that please warn your children if they're hungry, don't do this. For some reason, the devil is angry with us because he has lost his place in the kingdom of God. He has no eternal life, and he goes forth to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. And it's getting very disturbing. Everything's out of sync. So please be careful in everything that you do. The Lord sort of put that on my heart, hallelujah to God. And also he had put on my heart, you get a chance, I think it's Galatians 22. We read that there, reading about the workings of the flesh, hallelujah to God. But this is our power prayer. So, Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we come before that throne of grace, O Lord God, praying for your people, O Lord God, those that are in queue, Lord God, those that are listening, O Lord God, coast to coast, around the world, O Lord God, to this hour of power prayer in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for our children, O Lord God, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grand, as far as you call off, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray against mental illness that's dropped in my spirit, O Lord God, those that are suffering from mental illness, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, osteoporosis, sugar, diabetes, O Lord God, praying for my Uncle Nay, O Lord God, praying for the man family, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, the Washington family, O Lord God, and those that all are in the queue, O Lord God, praying for all the newborn babies, O Lord God, that was just born between yesterday's prayer line and today's prayer line, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we praying about the inclement weather, Lord God. God, we got hailstorms here in Florida, Lord God, and bad weather coming, Lord God. It's just a sign of the time. But Master, I ask that thou would have mercy, Lord, on us in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would protect, O Lord God, the Davis home, O Lord God, while they're abroad there in New York, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, bless their children, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, those that are in hospice, O Lord God, those that are going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God. Lord God, we break the powers of extended grief, O Lord God. Lord God, there's some people that have been grieving for 30 years, O Lord God, of loved ones that has entered into the rest of the Lord, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask that you look, O Lord God, that you rebuke, O Lord God, drug, O Lord God, addictions, O Lord God, a controlled substance, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, heroin, O Lord God. Lord God, if you could just destroy, Lord God, that fentanyl drug, O Lord God, and he said there's some type of drug that's for large animal tranquilizing, O Lord God, and it's killing off our peoples, O Lord God. Lord God, when you mess up with somebody's child, O Lord God, and they die, Lord God, it's one thing, Lord God, but with the young man yesterday, Lord God, when his life was messed up because the mind went out of sync, O Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, that you would work a miracle, Lord God, because you're the God that works miracles so great, God, there's none like you, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you rebuke alcohol, Lord God, sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, osteoporosis, sugar, diabetes, O Lord God, that you would touch and heal hips, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would give the people, O Lord God, traveling mercy today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those that have appointments this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, for what you're doing right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray against mental illness, O Lord God. Lord God, all kind of cancer, O Lord God. The 39 major diseases, O Lord God, by your stripes that you will heal, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray against alcoholism, O Lord God. Crack cocaine, O Lord God. Addictions, O Lord God. We pray against that gambling spirit. Somebody that asked for that before. The gambling spirit, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask for wisdom, O Lord God, for people that are not able, O Lord God, to make wise decisions, O Lord God. Lord God, someone said that they were doing all right, O Lord God, and they were in a situation, O Lord God, because they were depending on the job that they have and the paycheck that they had in their hand, O Lord God. And I have to tell them, no, you're not all right. What you need is you need Jesus, and you need more of Jesus. You'll be all right. These are hard times, saints of God, and we must go through, hallelujah to God. I'm reminded, Nalaka, you'll see, but Shananaka, the wife going to do that today. I'm reminded, Tanaka, asking that God would bless, O Lord God, and he would bless us, O Lord God, that we make wise decisions, oh Lord God. Those that are seeking after contractors, oh Lord God, and need contract work, oh Lord God, we pray that they bring it the best price, the best, oh Lord God. Entrepreneurs, oh Lord God. Those that are thinking about deploying themselves, oh Lord God, into their dreams, into their business, oh Lord God. We pray for them today in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, for all of those that receive our social security checks, oh Lord God, and that on fixed income, oh Lord God, that you would bless, oh Lord God. Lord God, we even want to rebuke the scammers, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus that's out there trying to steal people money, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Pastor Darling's sister, Lord God, the ones that have the trucking business, that they be able to sell all those trucks, oh Lord God, and move forward, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray for those that need automobiles, oh Lord God, and vehicles and homes, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We come to you, Lord God, because you deserve the honor, the glory, the praise we want to deserve in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Apostle Ruth, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and Pastor Dowling, oh Lord God. We pray for all ministers and missionaries, oh Lord God, and lay persons, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they will go out to the field, oh Lord God, and say something about the Lord to populate the kingdom of heaven, oh Lord God. Yes. Lord God, we pray for everyone here that's on Blog Talk, oh Lord, Pastor Dolly, Pastor Scholastic, oh Lord God, yes. Minister Selinda Gladys, oh Lord, hallelujah, Lord God, Minister Chris, oh Lord God, just to name a few, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, the one that comes at 6:45, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you bless and keep, in Jesus' name, oh Lord God, bless my wife and my children, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Dan Shell, Uko Tata Takayo, see, Lord God, that I call over your sea, God, that you fix that thing right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Minister Ben, oh Lord God, his family, oh Lord God, Celestial, young Benjamin, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would just touch in a miraculous way, oh Lord God, that you would save to the utmost, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Move out aches and pains, oh, Lord God. According to thy word, Lord God, you say, what's everything we desire when we pray, Lord God? Believe it when we pray, and we shall have it. Hallelujah to God when we pray. It's all in the present tense, and we thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Well, I feel the spirit of the Lord moving. Hallelujah to God. Yeah, the wife of Evangelist Hoster here, she's going to give the scripture of the week, and then we'll be back to get your prayer request and have Pastor Darling have something that she wants to say there. Hallelujah to God. This is our hour of power prayer as we're moving forward. I believe it's in the Exodus. It is Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. Without further ado, Evangelist Horsley.
Yes, praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. We do greet everyone in the mighty name of our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We do honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We do honor our great visionary, Pastor Darlene Bundage, an appointed woman of God, an anointed woman of God, chosen by God for such a time as this. We thank God for this great ministry. And we want to thank God for all of the leaders that take part in leading our prayer and praise service during the week. They do such an awesome job. Truly, this week has been a powerful week as we are reviewing the scripture of the week, but I have another scripture that I also want to read along with this one, which will also enhance Deuteronomy 8 and 3. Deuteronomy 8 and 3 says, "And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." Praise God. Praise the Lord. And truly, we know God's word is blessed. And I just want to share with you from 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we're going to start at 2 Timothy chapter 3, excuse me. And I'm going to read starting from the first verse in chapter 3. But it reads like this. "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, heady-minded, horny, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. 5, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, it says, turn away. And now I want to go down to verse 16 and 17, and it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And we thank God for these powerful verses on this morning, reminding us as the people of God that man does not live by physical bread alone, but by every word of God. And when we look here in 2 Timothy, it's backed up also in the Old Testament and Deuteronomy, it's letting us know in essence that there is a blessing when we obey God. Praise the Lord. When we look at Deuteronomy 8 and 1, God is saying to them, if you obey my word, then he said, I will multiply thee. You will be able to live and possess the land that I'm giving unto you. And God is yet letting us know that there are benefits when we obedient to the word of God. We can live victoriously. We can live as conquerors, even in these last and evil days. We have to understand that people who displays behavior such as I read in 2 Timothy, unthankful, unholy, these people have spirits that we do not want to be a part of our character as Christ people. Therefore, we have to hold on to the word of God. We've got to be doers of God's word if we want to really walk in the fullness of God's blessings. Praise the Lord. Jesus said the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, but I've come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. So this is why we have to adhere to the scriptures, because all of them has been inspired or God breathed, hallelujah. God breathed on men as they wrote this word by the power of God's Holy Spirit. And it's profitable for doctrine, which means teaching, praise the Lord, for reproof. In other words, it will rebuke us when we are doing wrong. It will remind us. It corrects us. For correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God or woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. It's very important, saints, that we recognize the importance of God's word. Jesus himself said, I believe it's in Matthew 4:4, where Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. In other words, it's through God's word that he helps shape us, mold us, change us, conform us, transform us into a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And we must, as people of God, yield or be obedient to the word of God. When we're talking about obedience, we're talking about being, submissive, surrendering in essence, with a true heartfelt obedience to the will of God, being complying to his word, hallelujah, to the authority of God's word. If we want to live an abundant life in the midst of these perilous times where people are doing all kind of heinous things. People have so many thoughts that are unholy, ways that are ungodly. Saints, there must be a difference between that which is holy and that which is not holy. We cannot say that we love God if we are not living the life to line up with the words that we're speaking. Some way, our words and our lifestyle must converge. We must, hallelujah, be in agreement, hallelujah, with the word of God, if we expect the power of God to be manifested in our lives, praise God, we've got to take God at his word. Hallelujah. In other words, if we want to live a life that's pleasing to the Lord, saints, then we must eat the word of God every day. This is what Jesus was talking about. He said, you got to eat my flesh. What Jesus was saying, you got to eat my word. Hallelujah. Listen, when we became saved, we gave up this world. Hallelujah, as we know it. The Bible says that we should not be conformed to this world, but we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds, saints. You know, we must not love the world or the things of the world. Now we must love the things of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, which is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, which is, hallelujah, God's truth, hallelujah, God's way of doing things. These are the things that we must desire. We must desire to walk in the true way of holiness, which is found in the word of God, saints of God. I just want to share with you some scriptures that gives us to know how we must be obedient to the word. Scriptures also confirming the fact that we must obey God's word if we want to be blessed, saints, if we want to live an abundant life, if we do not want to become a part of this dark and dying world. We don't want to be carnal Christian saints. We want to be like the five wise virgins in that parable where Jesus gave the parable of the five wise and the five foolish virgins. The five wise were full of the word. The five wise were full of faith. The five wise were full of prayer. The five wise were full of the word of God. And the point that they were acting out, they were doers of the word of God. Jesus said in Matthew 7:21, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God. Only those, in essence, who are obedient to his word. He said, if you keep my commandment, hallelujah, then you shall be blessed. Isaiah reminds us in the Old Testament, chapter 1, God speaks and said, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. But he says, if you rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. Listen, God's word don't change, y'all. God says in the New Testament, the wages of sin is death, but the gift God is eternal life. Saints, let's choose to serve Jesus. Let's choose to obey God. Let's choose, saints, to live by this word. Because when we choose to live by this word, we will be true conquerors. Hallelujah. The word of God says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Romans 8:31 say, if God be for us, y'all, who can be against us? If we're on the Lord's side, let me tell you, saints, the fight's already fixed. You win. You won already. We won at the cross. We won because we consistently hold on to the word of God. Jesus said in St. John 15, abide in me and let my word abide in you. And you shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done of my Father. Glory be to God. Saints of God, stay on the Lord's side. Yes, you're on the Lord's side today, but I am admonishing you today, hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Don't get swayed off of this holy road. We're on the holy highway right now. Stay on it. Don't allow people, things, or any allurements of this world to distract you from staying on this holy way of living. Saints of God, we are a blessed people. We will remain a blessed people when we stay on the holy highway of holiness. I'm going to share a few scriptures that will confirm the fact that when we obey God's word, we're going to be blessed. Deuteronomy 6:18 says, and thou shalt do that what is right and good in the sight of the Lord. And it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Let's look at what Jesus said in Matthew 7:24-25. Jesus himself said, hallelujah. Therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine, which he told us to love one another, he told us to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. He told us to love our enemies and pray for those who so despitefully use us. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man that built his house on a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Glory be to God. Saints of God, it's time that we make up our mind that we're going to continue in the word of God. It's no time to slack up. It's no time to backslide. Come on, saints. Jesus is on his way back. Jesus also said, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is St. John 14:23, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Saints of God, Jesus is abiding. He's living and dwelling in us. Hallelujah. Let's continue to hide his word deep in our hearts so we may not sin against him. Saints of God, let's use the power that God has already given us. Let's walk in the blessings of the Lord. Let's don't walk in the cursing of the Lord, but we want to walk in the blessings of the Lord. Look what Apostle Paul says. Hallelujah. He says in Romans 8:28, and I know it's familiar to everybody, and we know that all things work together for them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. All them that love God are those who obey God. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my command. In other words, Jesus said, if you love me, then you will obey me. Glory be to God. Saints of God, it's time to come all the way on the Lord's side. It's no time now, y'all, to straddle the fence. I'm talking to me, too. Me first. Glory be to God. If St. John 13:17 says, if you know these things, what things? The teachings of Jesus. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. My God, my God. Hey, you want some happiness in life? You want some real joy that the world can't take away? Then obey the word of God, and you can receive that joy that the world cannot take away. Then you can receive the peace of God that transcends all understanding. Come on, saints. Let's go higher. Hallelujah. Let's go higher in the Lord. Glory be to God. I love what Jesus says also in St. John 15:10. Jesus said, if you keep my commandment or my word, you shall abide in my love. My God, my God. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Saints of God, let's abide in the love of God. Jesus gave himself for us. Jesus loved us. Hallelujah. And he loved us in such a way, hallelujah, that we ought to be able to love others. Hallelujah. God loves us, hallelujah, so unconditionally. Hallelujah. How much should we love others? Jesus forgave us. He forgives us. Why can't we forgive others? Why do we have to hold on to grudges of what people did in the past? Come on, saints, let's grow up. Let's grow up and be doers of the word. Glory be to God. Oh, saints of God, it's time. It's time that we go higher in the Lord. It's time that we go higher in Jesus. Glory be to God. I love what the scriptures gives us to know in the book of Matthew. It says, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father, this is Jesus speaking, which is in heaven, the same is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Hallelujah. We've got to do the will of God. Glory be to God. Saints of God, we got to continue to be not only hearers. In James 1:22 say, don't be just hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. James 1:25 says, whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. This woman, come on now, all of us, boy, girl, whoever do it, this person or this man shall be blessed indeed. Saints of God, the word of God will never lie. God's word will always perform, hallelujah, will always be carried out. Glory be to God. God said, my word shall never return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I have sent it out to do. Hallelujah. Our God is not a God that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent, saints. What God has spoken, he's able to make it good. What he said, he's able to make it to come to pass. Saints of God, we can trust the word of God. We can rely on the word of God. We got to recognize, saints, that without faith, we can never please God. Saints of God, I plead with you to continue to stay on this correct road of holiness, which all of you, I believe on this line, all of you are sold out to Jesus. And it just gives my heart joy to know that we have saints and people of God who's on fire for Jesus. Glory be to God. Jesus says, I would that you be hot or cold. He said, if you're lukewarm, what did he say he's going to do, saints? He's going to spew us out of his mouth. So we got to stay on fire for Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this last verse to you, and we pray that the words that we've spoken today would encourage your hearts to keep on running this race. Hallelujah. By God's grace. St. John 5:24, Jesus is going to close us out with this reminder. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Saints of God, wherever you go, we want you to minister life, hallelujah, in your home. Minister life on your job. Minister life on your church. Minister life in the shopping malls. Wherever you go, minister life to the people of God. God bless you today, and we pray that God's word, hallelujah, truly will be hidden in your hearts, that we may never sin against our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, sweetheart. A wonderful word, a very powerful word. Very clear. You exegetically deliver the text. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
Amen. As we go on in this hour of power of prayer, we're going to get your name and your testimonies. Hallelujah to God. We're going to thank, and we thank God for the word today. There's just so much that has to be done right now, saints of God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. So much need to be done. We're going to see if Pastor Darling have a comment or commentary, then we go to the lines to be open for your prayer requests, your testimony. Be mindful of the time as we head to the top of the hour here at Prayer, Prayers, Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. Hallelujah to God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Pastor Darling, is there a minister, Mary?
I am here, and I am thankful for the word this morning, the prayer this morning from Apostle Horsley, and then this powerful word from our evangelist, Wonderland. It is just so wonderful to hear the enthusiasm, the desire to help us as we go along each and every day. This word is rich for our souls, and as you were saying, that we have daily eat of his word, and we get a very good dose of his word each morning when we come here to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. So I'm so thankful for that. And one of the things that I say often is, if God be for us, who can be against us? And my answer is, I really don't care, because the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. And so we're grateful for that this morning. And as you admonished us at the end. You said to minister life everywhere we go. So we want to do that as we continue the life that the Lord has given us to help serve in this kingdom.
Yes.
So that is what I have. And also I want to request some prayers. One is for Deb, who is traveling to Florida, and I've heard about the storms down in Florida. So God protect her as she travels. Also, Kara, who is planning a missionary trip to Lebanon, that God will bless the team that she will be with as she goes there. I believe it's next month. And then Pastor Rasheed, just pray for his ministry. He's in India or someplace near India, and he's does great work for the kingdom. So just keep him covered in prayer that God will continue to use him for his glory and also to provide the resources that they need for ministry there. It's Pakistan. Pakistan. Yes. So that's what I have this morning. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. So praise the Lord, everybody. Thank God. For Jesus, hallelujah to God. What was the lady's name you said again? Well, did you get it? Somebody's gone to... Okay, we're praying for the traveling message.
Yeah, Deborah. Well, we call her Deb, but her name is Deborah. And she's traveling to Florida,
okay.
Yes. And then Kara is
yes,
going
ma'am.
On the missionary trip. Yes.
And Kara. Thank you very much. Hallelujah to God. But hallelujah, thank you, saints of God. Hallelujah,
yes.
Praise God. Well, the line's open. We'll get your prayer request and your testimony if you head toward the top of this hour of power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You're on prayer, praise the Lord,
yes.
Ministry.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Yes.
The lines are open. Hallelujah.
Good morning. This is Sister Glad. Good morning, everyone. Thanking God for, you know, his word for today. Thanking God for everybody on the prayer line. Continued prayer for my family, and I, especially Brother Lewis and Sister Mary, and prayer for my continued strength in the Lord, and that everything is okay. And I thank God I went to the doctor yesterday. The eye doctor, and he said that I had blood behind my eyes, a little bleeding behind the eyes, and I think it had a lot to do with diabetes. He was talking about some other stuff, and so I just want prayer for that, you know, that's cleared up, dried up, God. And just prayer for the children. You know, my mind went to the children again this morning. Continue prayer for the children and everything for them around the world and also for the government. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Chris.
Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
I just want to pray for just anybody that has cancer or is just dealing with any type of sickness and grieving this morning. That's still my prayer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Set ourselves in agreement with that prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank God so much for this is Sister Samir here. I just thank God so much for that word this morning. It just really ministered to me, and it's my growth as I continue to grow in God and his grace. Thank God. Thank you, Pastor Wonderland, for that word. I do have a prayer request. Please do pray for my daughters. One is Charlotte. Now she's traveling to Florida this morning, and also pray for my daughter Cece. She's going through some changes in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. We certainly set ourselves in agreement with that prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You have another prayer request? Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening, and I just wanted prayer for a person that I met the other day. She's in need of a job. She went in, and she had been on her job for like 9 years, and she just received a notice of a layoff, and her name is Alexis. So I just wanted prayer for her, and also prayer for my daughter who is traveling in Savannah right now, and just for traveling mercies on her safe return, her and her her school.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. So let's set ourselves in agreement with that prayer and for the job. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
So she will go. God will do. Yeah. We have another request.
Okay, we have a testimony.
Please.
Given honor, first of all, I'd like to thank y'all for the broadcast. Giving honor to God, when you called me this morning, my chest was tight and my throat was tight. And I know I got RSVP, too, about 2 months ago. So I had this constant cough. But a few minutes ago, being in the presence of God and the saints, and he said, wherever two or more, there I am in the midst of them. So prayer that
yes.
Everybody's got it. I just got up, went to the bathroom, did a cough, and all of that stuff just cleared up. Thank God. Praise God. Praise God for
the
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, let's give God praise for that testimony. Hallelujah to God. How things just work out. Glory to God in the highest. He's worthy,
Hallelujah.
Lord God. So we thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
God.
Glory to be God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory and honor. Praise God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, God.
Yes, God.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord God.
They are new everywhere.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God. Amen.
Yes, I would like to ask for the speaking.
Together.
Who was that speaking? Who gave the testimony?
Brenda Davis.
Okay. All right.
Sister Brenda
God.
Yes, that's right. Sister Amen.
Amen. That's why it's good for us to gather in the morning. That's why the saints need to continue to gather.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
And that's Pastor Darling. She's the visionaire.
Yes.
She stands at the helm here.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Abel, she's telling our God, we give you the praise. Hallelujah, God.
You're
working miracles so great.
What
no one else like him. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Do we have a... Yes. We have another prayer request, testimony.
Yes, good morning. This is Grace, and I'm thankful to be here and hear the testimonies and the word of God to remind us of who we are and who God is, and just to encourage us, encourage me. I've been in the hospital, and I have a doctor's appointment today. I have 60 pages of what they say. And I just want to ask your prayers and just to bind up all this lying wonders. They gave me a diagnosis of they're all words to God. But they strike awesome symptoms and things that we go through. And I'm asking for your prayers for God to, for it to be manifested. I know it's done, it's finished. For it to be manifested that I heal. For my heal and for thoughtful people that are involved in that care with skill and wisdom and all that they need. You know, we all know we all need more of God, need more of Jesus and to remain in him and in his presence. And it's tough look being in the world, looking at all this stuff and going through this. So, really, you know, just going through stuff, and I feel weak as water, and you know, and I've lost weight and a little unstable. And I just thank you all for being there, for us being together as a family. You know, that means the world to me, is being one child of my mother. Thank you so much. God bless.
Amen. We certainly stand in agreement with you. We want to stand on the promises of God that cannot fail. Hallelujah, God. He said, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe it that you receive it when you pray. So we're going to cast down every vain imagination, every spirit of doubt in your mind. Hallelujah. We're going to command that Holy Ghost inside you. We're going to declare and decree that it begins to heal. Hallelujah to God. In every area that's troubling you right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That Bible says, who report do you believe? We at here at Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry, we believe in the report of the Lord. His report says victory. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Well, I believe it's prayer time. Thanks to God. It's prayer time. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Amen. We have another prayer request before we begin to pray. Hallelujah to God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we just want to keep Sister Jamie in prayer concerning her treatment. Also, Sister Brenda B, want to keep her in prayer, and Mr. B, as God is healing their bodies also. So let's just keep that in mind as we pray. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, it's open. We go up to the top of the aisle, Pastor. We're going to start praying, and you can take us up to the top.
Thank you,
Jesus.
All right, let us pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you this morning for every request.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. We thank you for
this
prayer.
Oh, God,
we will pray. Great thing.
Thank you, Lord.
for her.
Thank you, Lord.
And we bless your name, Lord, Lord God. God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Glory be to your name.
Lord God, we pray for Minister James, God, in the name of James Likely, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for all our relatives, Lord God. Everyone that we can't even call right now. In the name of Jesus, God. Bless your moving by your spirit, God. By your power. In Jesus' name.
Praise God, Lord God.
Marvelous in our eyes. He continues to help us to know that all things are possible because we do believe in him. And we want to remind everyone that our fast will start on next week, the beginning of the next month. We will be fasting, and we will be focusing on faith without works is dead. And so what we want to do is remember that we have to do something. When we pray, there are things that God would want us to do. You know, there was a time when the Lord Jesus put the mud on the man's eyes, and he said he needed to go and wash in the river. And so there was a mandate for him to do something. So many times we pray, and sometimes we don't do anything about what we can do something about. So faith without works is dead. So that's what will be our theme on next week. And we just want to place it in your mind and reiterate the word of God that we have to do something. There are things that we can do even for our bodies when we are sick sometimes. Sometimes we need to change our eating habits, and sometimes we need to stop worrying so that we won't be stressed out. You know, many people in the body of Christ are stressed because we are not really trusting in the Lord the way we need to. And so we are going to be using some scriptures. One is the book of James chapter 2, verses 17 through 21. And I'm just going to read that one real quick. It says, even so, faith, if it hath no works, is dead being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. And 19 says, thou believest that there is one God, thou dost well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Verse 21 says, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? That was a sign of faith and doing what he believed God would do. He put the baby on the altar, but God provided a ram in the bush. So we want to just be reminded of what we can do to help ourselves along. You know, we know God is there for us, but we have to do some things sometimes. When you need a job, you have to go look for that job. When you're believing for your health to be okay, sometimes you need to do some exercise. You need to go out and do something to help yourself and not be bogged down and get off the medication. And so Romans chapter 8 and 28 is another one that we will be using. And then also James 1 and 22, we're going to be doers of the word and not just hearers of the word in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for each and every person who is here today, and I make a declaration that these prayers and praises are covered by the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every sister and brother in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass, because we send them back to the sender. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. And the word of God tells us that if we decree a thing, it shall be established, and the light of God shall shine upon our way. So we make our declarations. We decree today that each and everything that we are praying for shall come to pass as it lines up with the word of God. I decree today that the word of God says we shall walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree today that the Lord shall pour out his spirit on our offspring and the blessings on our descendants in the name of Jesus. I decree that you will come to your grave in old age like the stacking of grain on the threshing floor in its season. I decree, O Lord, you give us strength. Give strength to the weary, and to him who has no might, you increase power. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree that we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his creed, that we have on the whole armor of God, and we resist the devil, and he flees from us in the name of Jesus. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises us against us in judgment is condemned. And this morning I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper, and we live in continuous abundance in Jesus' name. And I want you to know that I love you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, loving your family, your friends, and your foes. We're loving people into the kingdom as the Lord God Almighty loves us, and he gave us grace and mercy so that we could be here today. So everybody go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Come back tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow at the same station, the same time. Bring somebody with you. Let them know what we're doing, and we will continue to do his work and see God work across this world. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, That's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.